The body of Senator John McCain is now buried on the grounds of the U.S. Naval Academy from which he graduated as a young man. NPR's Shannon Van Sant reports.
Yesterday's burial for McCain followed a week of observances in Arizona and Washington, D.C. McCain became the 31st American to lie in state in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol, en route to a Saturday memorial service, where official Washington and McCain's family paid tribute. His daughter Megan gave a powerful eulogy that did not name President Trump, but seemed to be aimed at him.
The America of John McCain has no need to be made great again, because America was always great.
Senator McCain had asked two of his former political rivals to speak, Barack Obama and George W. Bush. They urged the nation to rise above partisanship and division.
It's a politics that pretends to be brave and tough, but in fact is born of fear. John called on us to be bigger than that. He called on us to be better than that.
John's voice will always come as a whisper over our shoulder. We are better than this. America is better than this.
As McCain's coffin made its way to Annapolis on Sunday, mourners waved American flags and cheered the procession. The memorial there was private. Among the speakers were Senator Lindsey Graham and McCain's son Jack, bidding farewell to an American hero who was laid to rest at the place where his life of public service began. Shannon Van Sant, NPR News, Washington.